You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Tuesday and welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. What a solid Tuesday across the sports landscape today. We got every team in Major League Baseball in action. Really solid Tuesday slate. We also have the NBA playoffs beginning tonight with a couple of games in the Western Conference. Lakers and Pelicans, essentially a pick 'em. The Warriors are small favorites on the road against the Kings. Going to talk about both of those games. Can't wait to dive in. Also in the NHL, we got playoff berths still to be clinched. The Capitals with the win tonight make it to the postseason with a loss. That opens things up for the Flyers, Red Wings, or Penguins. We will discuss that. Casey Hutchinson will join us in the middle of the show. And then, of course, it is a Tee It Up Tuesday. The Masters is upon us. We're looking ahead to the RBC Heritage. We got some picks that we're going to give out today on Send It In. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us today, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, or you can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. And of course, this is a 30-minute show. It's fast-paced. If you miss anything, you can always catch the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcasts once the show is completed. Let's get this thing rolling. Glass is in session, and we're off and running on a Tuesday as we start with some big league Peach. Rangers are in Detroit for the second game of their series, going at 1:10 p.m. Eastern time. So this game is literally getting ready to start. I'm going to roll with the Rangers on the money line. I like Detroit last night. They were small favorites. Didn't make much sense to me. They lose that game 1-0. I think there's going to be a little bit more offense today. I like Texas to take it at -125. Then we got Minnesota in Baltimore to take on the Orioles. Grayson Rodriguez on the bump for the O's. Been very good so far for them this season. 3 starts. Hasn't given up more than 2 earned runs in any of his starts. His strikeout numbers have also been pretty good. And he's going up against one of the biggest swing and miss teams in baseball. I'll take Grayson Rodriguez over 6.5 strikeouts tonight at -125. Then we got the Rockies and the Phillies. Austin Gomber going up against Ranger Suarez. I'll take the over 8.5. In this game, we had a 2-1 ball game between these two teams yesterday in 10 innings. Think we get a little bit more offense today in Philadelphia. Giants visit the Marlins. San Francisco -135. The Marlins are +115. Ryan Weathers on the mound going up against Jordan Hicks. Anybody who bets baseball, I think, can relate to this. Really any sport. It feels like in every sport, there's always a team that you just can't get right. No matter how many times you bet them, it seems like you're always on the wrong side. That team for me is the Marlins. I can never get the Marlins right. I know they've lost a lot this year, but it feels like every time I bet them, they always lose by 1 run. So maybe you just take them on the run line today, +1.5. I'm personally staying away, though. They're 1-10 at home this season. I'm passing on that game against the Giants. Then we have the Rays against the Angels. Been a little bit surprising, the struggle that the Rays have gotten off to, considering they were 13-0 to start last year. Right now, they're hovering around 500. Same thing with the Angels. Off to a nice little start this season. Do like the Rays today. I think it's a nice spot for them on the run line at -1.5, +140. Yankees take on the Blue Jays. Toronto with the win last night. They're favorites again tonight. And we saw some line movement this morning. Yesterday, when this line dropped last night, the Blue Jays were dogs. Well, now they're taking some money. They're favorites at -120. I like Toronto today with Kikuchi on the mound against Carlos Rodon. Guardians taking on the Red Sox. This was the Patriots Day game yesterday. Started at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Now they're at 7:10 p.m. Eastern time. Garrett Whitlock on the mound against Tanner Beebe. Guardians blew it open late. That was a 0-0 game going into the seventh inning. Cleveland wanted 7-0, like the Red Sox to bounce back today. Also like them in the first 5, -110 against the Guardians. Pirates and the Mets, Jose Quintana against Jared Jones. Jones has been a nice starter for the Pirates to start this season. That total with these two names feels like it's low, right? 7.5. I'm going to take the under in Mets and Pirates. Royals and the White Sox. If you've been following baseball this season, you know this White Sox offense is historically bad. They've already been shut out 6 times this season. Their batting as a team worse than 200. It's just an absolute debacle. I'm going to take the under 8 in Royals and White Sox today. Padres and Brewers. Dylan Cease on the mound going up against Wade Miley. I'll back Cease and the Padres today, minus 125. Braves and Astros. Astros continue to struggle this season. Hunter Brown going up against Ronaldo Lopez. The total is sitting at 9.5. Yesterday, this was a low-scoring game, 2-1 going into the ninth inning. Braves get 4 runs in the ninth, win it 6-1. Think the bats start to wake up a little bit for both teams. I'll go over 9.5 in the game today. Cubs and D-backs. I'll go D-backs money line. Tommy Henry going up against Kyle Hendricks. This is just a fade against Kyle Hendricks going up against a really good offense in Arizona. Cardinals facing off against the Athletics. J.P. Sears on the mound today for the A's. Give me Oakland at home, plus 120 against St. Louis. Reds and Mariners, another low total in this game, sitting at 7 between Logan Gilbert and Hunter Green. Really good pitching matchup. I'll take the under between those two aces in Seattle. And then the Nationals and the Dodgers. We were all over this one yesterday. Nats +2.5 on the run line. Didn't even need the runs. They win it outright. Well, Patrick Corbin's going on the mound today against the Dodgers, and that is not a good matchup. Take Dodgers team total over. Take them on the run line. Take them alternate run lines. Think they absolutely dominate them. So I like the Dodgers today to beat the Nats. We're getting a question from B Mills. I've got a parlay Peach play. His Orioles to score 3 or more runs and the Royals to score 3 or more runs at minus 140. B Mills, I like it. That Orioles offense is starting to heat up now that the weather is getting warm. They scored 7 runs yesterday. I think they can get you 3 runs. And then the Royals going up against the White Sox. You got to love that matchup. So I know you got to lay some juice in that minus 140, but I like your play. I know we hit that parlay yesterday with both the Orioles and Twins scoring over 3.5 runs. So another parlay. I like it, B Mills. Let's see if that hits today. Let's do a little Tee It Up Tuesday here on Send It In as we are moving on from the Masters, and we got the RBC Heritage this week out in Hilton Head, South Carolina, Harbortown Golf Links, a par 71, 7,200 yards this week with some narrow fairways and some greens that are the second smallest on the PGA Tour. Big leaderboard this week. It's an elevated event. Scottie Scheffler is teeing it up once again. And once again, he is a heavy favorite at plus 400, followed by Xander Schauffele at 12-1, Ludvig Åberg, who the world finally got announced to at the Masters at 14-1, Rory's at 14-1, Cantlay at 16, Fleetwood 18, and then you got Morikawa, who we were on at the Masters last week, played very well. He is at 20-1 this week. Scottie Scheffler, look, 3 of the last 4 tournaments, the guy's teed it up. He has won. The other event, he finished 2nd with an easy birdie putt on 18 to send it to a playoff. He could be on a 4-game win streak right now on the PGA Tour, which is just absolutely insane. I'm going to be honest, I'm a little surprised that he's playing this week, considering that his wife could go into labor at any moment, and he just won the Masters, and it would be very easy for him to just take this week off, but instead he's going to play it. So psychologically, like, you got to wonder where Scottie's at with obviously knowing that he's going to become a dad very soon. He just won the Masters for the 2nd time. He's in such good form right now that it's hard to fade him. But at this price, I'm not going to back Scottie Scheffler this week. Xander Schauffele, his game is really good right now, all facets of it. He should play very well this week. But personally, I'm never going to bet Xander at 12-1 to win a golf tournament. I'm going to need more than that. Ludvig is a guy that I would buy stock in long-term. We talked about that yesterday. In all the majors, he kind of reminds me of this new age of Louis Oosthuizen. Just that smooth, silky swing that can play on any golf course. But I like Ludvig on the more difficult golf courses. This one this week, probably the winner is going to be in the high teens, like 17, 18 under par. Maybe we even see some 20 under pars depending on the conditions this week at the RBC. Not betting any of those guys. The guy that I would look at this week to start is Patrick Cantlay, who's at 16-1. He has played here 6 times. 5 of those 6 times, Cantlay has finished top 7 or better. So to me, top 5 Patrick Cantlay is an auto play this week, and I'd also take him to win at 16-1. I also like Tommy Fleetwood this week at 18-1. Finished top 5 at the Masters at 4 under par, in very good form, and this is a course that should set up well for him. He has 2 top 15 finishes here, and this course is Fleetwood is the profile of fits the profile of a golfer that we're looking for this week. A guy who's very accurate, who's a very good iron player. This day and age on the PGA Tour, because of the kind of golfers that we get, these dudes that can bomb it 330 down the middle of the fairway and just overpower golf courses. We don't get too many where some of the shorter hitters feel like they have a chance. And that's what we're getting this week with Tommy Fleetwood and some of these shorter hitters. Like, you look over the years, guys like Matt Kuchar, guys like Davis Love, Kevin Kisner, some of these shorter hitters, Webb Simpson, they have a lot of success here. So you don't have to be long to win here. You have to be accurate. And that's what Tommy Fleetwood is. Very accurate player. So I like him top 10. I like him 18-1 this week. I also like Corey Connors. I'm going back to the well with Corey Connors. He got off to a nice start for us at the Masters and then fell off over the weekend. But man, just watching Corey Connors play golf, the guy is so accurate. He had so many good tee shots. He had so many good irons. His putter is what really hurts him. But at Augusta, when those greens are so, so tough, going to be a little bit easier for him this week at the RBC. So Corey Connors, 45-1, get some plus money on a top 20. I like that. And then if you guys want a long shot, give me Emiliano Grillo at 125-1 this week. He won at Colonial this past year, which reminds me a lot of the RBC. Jordan Spieth has finished top two in each of his last 2 years at this course, and he's always good at Colonial. So that's like a good comp. And really, the similarity between both courses are that you got to be accurate, because a lot of these tee shots are very tough. You have to move your ball. You got to deal with some tree trouble. Both courses, kind of their big defense is that there's some wind that can hurt you at times. So Grillo at 125-1, I think is a good look. He has 10 top, he's four top 10 finishes this season in 10 events so far. He's been good at this course in the past. So Grillo is another guy that I would look at. So Cantlay, Fleetwood, Corey Connors, and Emiliano Grillo, some golfers that I would look at this week. AWOL 511 from a dad. Scotty is just trying to get as much golf in as he can before he has to change diapers. Scotty, top five, hammer. You know what? That's not a bad point you make there, AWOL. Maybe he is trying to play some golf, because who knows, once he has a kid, he probably won't be able to tee it up again until the PGA. And certainly Scotty's the hottest golfer in the world right now. So if you want to bet him, wouldn't blame you. Wouldn't shock me at all if Scotty wins again this week. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in now with Casey Hudson here on Send It In. What a big day it is in the NHL. Casey, I'm counting down the minutes until Caps Flyers tonight. It is a big one. Before we get into that, though, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yeah, you and me both, PJ. But starting with the five-star bet, it's going to be the Red Sox minus 115 versus the Guardians. BetQL models loving this one. Also because Alex Cora is 37-22 after six consecutive home games while coaching Boston. So they're looking for a bit of a momentum swing and pickup here in this five-star bet.
All right, very nice. That's what the model likes. Casey, what about yourself? What are some of your favorite bets from today?
Yeah, with this excitement going on in playoffs at the moment, the Red Wings did craziness last night, but they've also had three consecutive overtime games, winning two of them. So I'm going to take them third period on the puck line. It's just over half a point here at plus money value of 118. They already have a feel for their opponent, and the best that their opponent can do is just continue to nail them at breakaways, use their speed against them, and I think they're going to be a little bit more prepared tonight on the back-to-back. I also like this Caps Flyers game. I've been going back and forth on this one, but my instinct is just telling me to lean on the under 5.5 total. Again, plus value, plus 100 here. The biggest reason I'm going with this is because nobody expected the Capitals to hold the Boston Bruins to zero goals last night. Not to mention is that they've been very consistent in keeping their opponent to two or fewer goals over the past month. Their defense is extremely stout, and Lindgren has just been standing on his head, so I can't really imagine the Flyers getting more than two goals here. And then even if they match that, you're looking at a four-goal game total. So I really like the under between the Caps and the Flyers matchup tonight.
I love that under as well, Casey. The one thing that gives me concern, and I'm betting that under as well, is the fact that the Flyers have to win this game tonight in regulation. So they're going to pull the goalie, even in a tie game in the third period, which could cause some stress among bettors. So if you are taking that under, just keep that in mind. The Flyers do have to win in regulation for any chance for them to make the postseason. You like the under in the game tonight, Casey? Who do you like to win it? Because if the Caps win, as I mentioned, they are going to be in the postseason. Do you think they get the job done tonight in Philly?
I think they do. I think they've been one of the most consistent teams in this conversation, to say the least. Heading into last night's matchups, you had the Red Wings sitting at plus 110 to clinch that playoff spot. As of this morning, you've got the Caps sitting at plus 120 and the Red Wings following shortly behind. Now, in order for the Red Wings to get in there, Caps have to lose. So most scenarios are revolving around the Caps losing, but the Flyers are pretty far out. Penguins have a tough challenge versus the Islanders ahead. I just think the Caps are in the perfect positioning. I don't think they're feeling the stress. I think they can build off of a very confident win beating the Boston Bruins yesterday, even though it's a back-to-back going against a very physical Philly team. But this Philly team can hurt themselves if they're undisciplined. They have over 200 more penalty minutes versus the Capitals, which the Capitals are probably going to lean on that. John Carlson and company has been outstanding with the amount of goals that they allow between them. And if they do sneak between those defensive pairings, again, Lundgren has just been outstanding. They're one of the top takeaway teams in the league as well. So any puck mismanagement, they're going to punish you for it. So I think the Capitals take this one. I like the value of them clinching playoffs. And I also like the value of them managing the puck line tonight as well.
So Casey, those are two teams that are trying to make it into the postseason. Two teams that we know are going to be there safely are the Rangers, who are going to be the top seed in the East, and the Dallas Stars, who you've been high on all year, in the West. If you had to choose between New York or Dallas, the team that you were more confident in, which top seed do you think has a better chance at getting to the Stanley Cup final?
Oh, this one's tough because this is where I have to put my realist hat on, which I don't like to live here too often sometimes. The New York Rangers are very hard to ignore. So is the President's Trophy curse. But they're kind of checking off every single box. They're sitting top 10 in the league when it comes to hit. They're sitting top 5 in the league when it comes to their defense. They have the number 2 goalie in the league right now under Georgiev. They're just really, really valuable in every asset possible. They've got guys that are impossible to keep off the scoring sheet. I think their top 5 players combined for 156 goals total. And they come to life towards the end of a matchup. They start putting up goals in the second period. They really load off in the third period. If they go to overtime, it's usually in favor of them winning it. But the Dallas Stars fly under the radar. Nobody realizes how fantastic hockey they are actually playing. And Oettinger has a lot to prove this year between the pipes because he kind of let his team down when it mattered most last season. And we've kind of seen Shesterkin fall apart, and we've seen people separate the Rangers' defense and make them pay for it. So I kind of want to go with the Stars here. They don't get enough credit. They don't get enough conversation on their name, and they're really making contest to be the top team in the West.
Casey, what makes playoff hockey so good is that it feels like every year there's a surprise team that comes out of nowhere, and they might even win the whole thing, certainly could make it to a conference final or even the cup final. So who is a sleeper team, whether it be in the East or the West, that you would keep an eye on as we get ready for the playoffs?
It's going to sound totally biased, but I have to say the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay Lightning have really, really built off the momentum swing since the trade deadline acquisition, picking up Dumba and Duclair. Duclair went on a point streak as soon as he joined this team. And they started to find their identity more once those two guys got here. Not to mention is that Andrei Vasilevskiy is one of the top goaltenders to play 80%+ of the season. This is the first time that he has been constricted to play around 55 games career-wise, besides not being the starting goaltender. And that's because of his injury in the beginning of the year, which means he's just now getting into rare form, shutdown form, I should say. So when you get Andrei Vasilevskiy in rare form, their top 5 guys combined for well over 166 goals. We've got the top point leader in the league and defense stepping up game by game and those pairings solidifying themselves. The Tampa Bay Lightning are in prime positioning to kind of sneak in there.
All right, Casey, great stuff. Can't wait for all the games tonight. Can't wait for playoff hockey to start this weekend as well. Casey Hudson joining me here on Send It In. Well, Casey, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, PJ. Good luck to the Caps.
Thank you. Thank you. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, it's time to go from playoff hockey to a little playoff basketball. And I'm really excited for these two games tonight, right? Warriors and Kings should be really good, and Lakers and Pelicans. We're going to talk about those coming up in a little bit. But let's look at some of these Eastern Conference series that we know are set in stone right now. The Cavs and the Magic in the 4-5, and the Bucks and the Pacers in the 3-6. We'll start with this Cavs Magic series, which is really interesting, right? Because Cleveland kind of feels like that NBA team that at the beginning of every season, we know that they're going to make the playoffs, but we don't really take them seriously come playoff time, right? It's like their team is built to win in the regular season. They're well-coached. They're good defensively. They have good offensive players in the regular season. Donovan Mitchell's fantastic. Evan Mobley's very good. Caris LeVert off the bench. They got some nice guys, but it's not a team that really scares you. And I look at the Orlando Magic, and they're going to have the best player on the floor in this series, in Paolo Banchero, and they can do a lot of different things defensively that I think could give Cleveland some issues. And the way that they can match up with them defensively, certainly Jonathan Isaac down low, Franz Wagner's been really good, Jalen Suggs, Cole Anthony in the backcourt have been excellent as well. I like this Magic team at plus 155. A lot of it has to do with the price, just because I think Cleveland should be more like a minus 150. I don't think they should be closer to laying 2-1. I like the Magic at plus 155. I like the price. I also like this bet that you can find on BetMGM for the Magic to win game one of the series and then to win the series at plus 300. So Orlando's 4.5-point dogs against Cleveland over the weekend, I think they're going to win that game outright. I think they're going to win the series. So if you don't want to take the plus 155 with Orlando, if you want to roll the dice that they win game one and that they win the series and bet at plus 300, I think that is a good look as well. But I do like this Magic team to beat Cleveland. They would be my pick in that first round series. Then we have the Bucks and the Pacers. Obviously, we got some big news this morning. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski tweeting out that the Bucks are preparing to be without Giannis for the start of the Pacers series. They're hopeful that he can return at some point in the series. But, you know, it's obviously huge because Giannis means so much to the Bucks. I don't want to really do anything with this series long term. We've seen this series shift a ton in terms of prices. The Bucks are minus 130. The Pacers are plus 110. But there's just so much uncertainty for me to really want to bet this series long term. We don't know if Giannis is going to be back in game three. We don't know if he's going to be back in game five, game six. Does he even come back in this series? I mean, we know how these things go. They might say that, oh, they're optimistic and Giannis might return at some point during the series, but they might just be saving him and hoping that they can win this series and then prepare for the Knicks or whoever the seventh seed might be in the Eastern Conference. I will tell you the bet that I do like, though, is the Bucks in game one against Indiana. Bucks opened up as small favorites, -1.5. But after this Giannis news, and now the fact that we know for sure that he is not going to play in game one, Indiana has become the small favorite. Anytime we get this in sports, especially in the NBA, I feel like there's so much negativity around Milwaukee right now. Giannis injury, people think Dame might leave after this year. He might be one and done in Milwaukee. I like the Bucks in that first game. I think they kind of play for each other. They play for Giannis. They kind of rally around just all this negativity going around their team and people kind of questioning the fact that they can't win without Giannis. And all it is one game. I don't know if they're going to win this series, especially if Giannis doesn't play, but I certainly like them in this game one. So I would grab Milwaukee to beat Indiana. I think this line, we're going to continue to see movement. I think by the time that these teams play on Saturday, we are going to see the Bucks close as favorites. So while you still can get them at minus 105, I would grab it against Indiana. I do like them to win game one. Reed Phillips Rad on Twitch. The Preds are going to be a surprise team. Their run over the last month and a half is reminiscent of the Blues Cup run. I think that's a really good call, Reed, a really good call. And especially with all the firepower that you have in the Western Conference, right? With McDavid and the Oilers, and obviously the Avalanche. Vancouver's had a great year. And the Vegas Golden Knights are going to be that last wildcard team in the West. Not many people are talking about Nashville. We know what a great environment that is in the postseason. I think that's a really good call there to look out for the Preds. I even might take a flyer on them to win the Western Conference. So I like that. Definitely reminiscent of the Blues run from a couple years ago when they beat Boston in the Cup Final. That's what we got, though, in the NBA and the Eastern Conference. I like the Magic to win that series against the Cavs. And then I'm not doing anything in Bucks Pacers. The Giannis injury just makes me too hesitant to take it long term. But I do like the Bucks in game one of that series. Let's go to PJ's plays here as we wrap up the show on a Tuesday, and we're going to start with going streaking and Juan Soto. I mean, wouldn't you know? Go figure, right? When I take a Yankee, they let me down. So our streak was at four. We're going to build it back up now as we start at zero. And this was a no-brainer. I mean, this morning when I was going through the pitching matchups, I was prepping for the show. I was looking at who was on the mound. As soon as I saw that Patrick Corbin was facing the Dodgers, I said, oh, man, Mookie bets. I mean, just all the Mookie props that you could bet, just take it today against Patrick Corbin and the Nats. Mookie's batting 347 this season. He's 3-for-10 in his career against Patrick Corbin. Like that Patrick Corbin curveball going into Mookie, left-handed pitcher against a right-handed hitter. I mean, it's perfect. Love Mookie Betts today. He is my pick in going streaking. I also absolutely love my prop lock today. We're going Steph Curry over 29.5 points against the Kings. Guys, this is the same scenario that we saw last year. This is essentially a game seven, right? Loser goes home, winner advances. Steph Curry and the Warriors, game seven last year in Sacramento. What did Steph do in that game? He dropped 50 points. He was 20-for-38 from the field. Steph's going to be chucking tonight. He's going to shoot the ball at least 30 times. He's going to have at least 30 points. Absolutely love over 29.5 points for Steph Curry. Also like De'Aaron Fox in this game too, especially without Malik Monk. And he seems to always have good games against the Warriors as well. So I think both point guards ball out, but especially Steph. The fact that they're giving this to us under 30, I look at some alternate 35 plus, 40 plus for Steph Curry. We know he's the guy for the Warriors and he's going to have to go off. There's small favorites in the game tonight. I do like the Warriors to win. If you want to bet them, I would probably just take them on the money line. But my favorite play in that game is going to be Curry over 29.5 points. My dog of the day, I'm going to take the Caps at plus 125 against the Flyers. It's very simple for the Caps. Win this game and you're in the postseason. That's the position that you want to be in. This team has been resilient all year. They've had injuries. They've had guys in and out of the lineup. They had one of their all-time greats, Nicholas Backstrom, kind of retire in the middle of the year. They traded guys away at the deadline to try and get younger. They have a first-year head coach. Yet all they keep doing is winning and giving themselves opportunities. And now they have a chance to win and go to the postseason. Plus 125, the Caps are going to be my dog of the day against the Flyers. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, sir? What's your best bet for today?
Yeah, Pete, yesterday we faded Joe Musgrove, which cashed really easily at over 2.5 earned runs. Today, we're going to be fading my White Sox. I'm going Brady Singer under 4.5 hits allowed. It's at plus 120. He pitched against them earlier this month. He only gave up 2 hits. And he's only given up 5 once in his 3 starts. The White Sox are last in MLB in hits per game. It's barely over 6. And like I said, Brady Singer shoved against them last time. White Sox don't make adjustments at the plate. And they just had a team meeting the other day. It's April. They just had a team meeting. This team's lost. We're always going to fade them right now. They're the worst team in baseball. So Brady Singer under 4.5 hits allowed to 5. Like, that's unreal right now.
Yeah, that White
They're
Sox.
Terrible.
It's a terrible mess.
It's a terrible mess. Summer.
Yeah, Sean, I apologize, sir. I know what that feels like. It's not easy. So I like that play as well. My best bet is going to be the Pelicans minus 20 in the first quarter against the Lakers. Our guy John Ewing at BetMGM put out what the betting slips were yesterday morning for this game. Like 90% of the money was on the Lakers. I have not heard a single soul that likes the Pelicans to win this game. And I don't know if I trust them to win this game either, but the fact that they're at home and absolutely nobody likes them in this game, I think they're going to get off to a hot start. So I just want to get in, cash my ticket, and get out. I'll take Pelicans in the first quarter. LeBron and AD, they've played in plenty of big games. They know not to panic if their team is down by like 5 or 7 in the first quarter. Pelicans, they know they need a good start. They got to get that home crowd behind them. They got to get Zion in a groove early. The important start is much more crucial for the Pelicans. I think they come out with more of a sense of urgency. I'll take New Orleans minus 120 in the first quarter against the Lakers. To recap our best bets for today, Mookie Betts against Patrick Corbin is going to be our pick in going streaking. Steph Curry over 29.5 points is our prop lock today against the Kings. Caps on the money line, plus 125 against the Flyers. The Caps win. They're in the playoffs. I'll take them. Shawnee Sharp's going with Royals starter Brady Singer under 4.5 hits against the Sox. And Pelicans first quarter money line minus 120 against the Lakers is going to be my best bet of the day. Appreciate you guys. B Mills, Reed Phillips, Rad, AWill511. Really good questions. If you guys missed any of the show, you can go check it out on the Send It In podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, all the insight, analysis, bets for today, you can catch it all right there. Good luck on all your bets. Enjoy the playoff basketball, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow for some more Send It In.